The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. You know, we are regularly lectured by the left and their proponents in the mainstream fake news media about how it is the Republicans, it is the conservatives that are so intolerant and so divisive in our use of language. And it's always important, I think, to point out what the left and their leaders do in the name of tolerance and diversity when we have good examples to point out the truth. This one comes from Detroit, where two Detroit state representatives have been running against each other in the Michigan primary that just ended, the Democratic primary that just ended. Detroit Representative Betty Cook Scott was running against another representative, Stephanie Chang, for a state Senate seat. They were both trying to move from the state house to the state Senate. Well, it turns out that Representative Betty Cook Scott, who's African-American, referred to Chang as Ching Chang, and to Ching Chong to multiple voters outside polling precincts during last Tuesday's election. She is also said to have called one of Chang's campaign volunteers an immigrant, telling them, "You don't belong here. I want you out of my country." Now, to her credit, Chang won the election with 49% of the vote. Scott came in third with 11%. So maybe the Democrats weren't as tolerant of the intolerant, divisive language. But why didn't this get more attention? If a Republican candidate had been referring to an African-American candidate by the most disparaging racist terms, or an Asian-American candidate, or a Hispanic candidate, in the same sort of language, we'd be hearing about it. It'd be breaking news. We'd be seeing CNN and MSNBC host talk panels till our ears were bleeding about the comments that were made. And yet, have you heard anything about this? Go to TennesseeStar.com. You can read the story for yourself. It's not really disputed. It's not contended that it wasn't said, that it wasn't done. It's just not getting the coverage that it would receive if it was a conservative or a Republican using the same sort of despicable and disgusting language. Again, we talk about fake news. And while 350 newspapers claim that somehow they're being mistreated when they're being called out for their agenda-driven news coverage, this story not getting coverage helps prove the point as well. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.